Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. I'm going to read to you several verses out of Revelation chapters 2 and chapter 3. There'll actually be 7 verses that I read this morning. I'm going to jump around on purpose. Verse number 7 in chapter 2 of Revelation, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." Verse number 11, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death." Down in verse 17, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man's saving him that receiveth it." Verse number 29. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Chapter 3, verse number 6. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Chapter 3, verse number 13. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." And finally, in verse 22, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." There is much said about preaching and teaching and speaking with the power of the Holy Spirit. I am for that. I've been preaching for nearly 44 years now. I understand the awesomeness of the responsibility of it, and I believe that anyone who stands and preaches God's words ought to have God's power on their life. The trouble is, not much is said about people listening in the Spirit. We see 7 times here, just in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, where the hearer is to listen in the Spirit. I'm for Spirit-filled preaching and teaching, but how much better would it be if not only the preacher was filled, but the hearer was filled with the Holy Spirit as they listened? You see, God addressed the issue, and we're going to look at it. It's like the radio. You could have a Spirit-filled preacher on the radio. Not many are these days. But if your receiver on your radio is off, or if your receiver is on a different station, you're going to miss the Spirit-filled preaching. It is not the speaker's fault. You didn't have the receiver set to hear it. Look at the emphasis of hearing in Revelation chapters 2 and 3. And it's talking to the church, the churches. It's talking to the layperson. It's not talking to the preacher. It's talking to the people who will hear the preacher. The person in the seat, person in the pew, is to listen to the man of God as yielded to the Holy Spirit, as the man of God is to preach in the Holy Spirit. You know, when I listen to preaching, I ask the Holy Spirit to give me what I need. Maybe the problem in many churches is not the preacher. Maybe it is hearers who are not filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to hear preaching, but we need to hear it Spirit-filled. We need to ask the Holy Spirit not to entertain us, but to give us a truth to change our life and something that we could use to help others. I believe every Sunday school teacher ought to yield to the Holy Spirit, but I believe every student in every Sunday school class should yield to the Holy Spirit. I believe that every sermon should be preached in God's power and yielded to the Holy Spirit, but I think every sermon should be listened to by a yielded hearer. How much better could it be if we would just listen in the Spirit? Let me give you several thoughts. First of all, in the book of Acts, hearing is one of the things the Holy Spirit helped with. I'm going to make a statement here that some would find a little difficult to swallow. But in Acts chapter 2, verses 6 through 8, the gift of tongues was not necessarily men speaking in other languages. Look how many times in Acts 2 that they said that every man heard in his own language. I believe part of the gift of tongues was, as the apostles preached, people from around the world heard in their own tongues supernaturally. Notice the people heard so they could understand. It was not some spooky unknown language. God wants people to understand him and his word. That's what it was all about. Sermons are not to be given to help someone's intellect or fill a notebook. It is to change a life and make truth practical. Jesus preached in parables, stories, illustrations. Jesus spoke to the common man. He spoke the common language. He did not speak above and angle for the intelligentsia of the day. The miracle of Pentecost was not that everybody spoke in different languages. It was that other people heard in their language. Look how many times in the book of Ezekiel alone, over 260 times the Bible says, "And the word of the Lord came unto me saying," or "Thus saith the Lord." Number next, the modern tongues movement is not spiritual by God and probably is brought forth of the devil. Speaking in tongues was for the lost to get saved, not proof of the Holy Spirit. That's what 1 Corinthians 14:22 is about. Tongues are not for a sign to them that believe, but to them that believe not. Most people are scared or confused about the speaking of tongues, as all it was people able to take the word of God and interpret it into another language, much like our missionaries around the world would be doing. They learn a different language, and they are able to preach in that country's language. They are able to get the gospel to people in their own language, in their own tongue. And lastly, the Holy Spirit can work and can waken ears. 1 Corinthians 2:9 through 11, Isaiah 50, verses 4 through 5. This world is not only blind spiritually, but they're deaf and dumb because the Holy Spirit is not able to work in their ears because they've not yet received Christ. We ought to ask the Holy Spirit to open the ears, our ears, to hear what is being preached and taught and counseled. Remember, communication, especially preaching, takes two parts. It takes a speaker, but it takes a receiver. Just like on this radio broadcast, it takes someone who is speaking and broadcasting it, but it also takes someone who is receiving it. God knows I believe and want to be a Spirit-filled preacher. I want God's power in my life so that I can get from God what you need so that I can help you. But I also want every listener, every time they hear the truths of the Word of God, to hear in the power of the Holy Spirit. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.